Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. I've just appeared on Dennis Fetcho's Inside the Live Eye for his year-end show, and I was the last guest on there, so I sort of closed off the show. So it's very short, and I rammed in quite a bit of information into there because he was asking about the state of South Africa currently. I had an arrangement with him to appear on his show on the 22nd. Actually, it started out as being the week before that, but I had other things that I was doing relating to my plans for 2019. So we put it off for a week. And then with all these other things in my head, I actually completely forgot about the interview and I didn't appear last week when I should have. So it was completely because I forgot about it, because I'm just focusing on the stuff that I'm preparing for 2019, many bugs that I'm fixing, new features that I'm adding, and I'm just focusing on that. And one of the new features is my audio only option, which I previously didn't have on my websites, so that I can now put up just audios instead of videos all the time. And this is going to make it a lot easier for when I do interviews, then I can put up the audios quickly. And I'll only put up videos when there is either still film footage that I want you to see, still photographs, or video footage. And what I'll do is I will take all my old videos, and as I rerun them, I will actually start converting them as well.
It's a great little piece. I mean, who else could bounce from right to left side of the microphone and look so cool?
Yeah. And the shades and all, man.
And the shades, I'm still trying to figure out the angle of the symbolism of those lights in the shades. I'll hopefully get
so. There's Illuminati somewhere in there. Is there Illuminati symbolism in there, maybe? I don't know.
There you go. Bryzer, we have to go to South Africa real quick, because we are moving, as you can tell, through the guest list here. Jan Lamprecht from History Reviewed. Jan, are you live at Inside the Eye Live?
Yes, I am, Dennis. And thank
awesome,
you for having
dude.
Me
on. Welcome for checking in at the end of the show. You're going to actually close the show. Bryzer is on the line from the Alan, not Alan. I was going to say Alan Hart.
Graham Hart.
How embarrassing would that be? Right?
Yeah. Hello,
Graham Hart.
Hi there, Bryzer.
How are you doing,
Mom? Is my mic working? You.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. Dennis is, excuse us, Jan. Dennis is four sheets to the wind, okay? So it's
no,
the end of the show.
Six. Come on.
You've been drinking all bloody afternoon.
This is a Kabbalistic show. We must always be six. Whether it's million or whatever, it's got to be a six. Jan, hi. Welcome. What happened last week, dude?
Oh, man. I think I just forgot. There were so many things that were happening and other things were drawing my attention, and I just completely forgot that we'd even discussed the show. So my apologies to you.
No worries. You're going to come on next year early, hopefully. Real quick, obviously you've got historyreview.com. Real quick, just one quick soundbite coming out. What's going on in South Africa right now?
Well, at the moment, the only thing that I think is of real importance is the land seizure next year. Current things people are talking about a lot are things like the power, electricity being cut early next year. There's a lot of talk that Eskom is in bad, bad shape and was about to collapse. We were supposed to have had electricity cuts starting about 2 or 3 weeks ago, but it didn't happen. I suspect that they're always being bailed out by somebody, and that somebody's always rushing off to help them and to save us from their incompetence. But they are very
same as the Jewish media, Jan. The Jewish media is losing money hand over foot, but they can't give up that platform, so somebody's bailing them out.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they're losing money. That is music to my ears. I love that thought. That's fantastic. The more our enemies can lose money, the better. because we've been taking our beatings. And if we just worked, if we just carried on doing what we're doing, we can take them down, as few as we are and as small as we are. Definitely.
I agree. So, Jan, you know what? You're actually going to end up closing Inside the Eye Live for 2018. How cool is that?
Oh, wow.
You know, I can't even make it any cooler than that, you know. So,
thank you for the privilege.
You know what, Jan? You're my favorite guy from South Africa, honestly. I work with a lot of South Africans, and you're my favorite guy in South Africa. We want to get you back after the start of the new year. We want to catch up on what's really going on with the land reform. You have a handle on it. I think you've got one of the best handles on it, quite frankly. Sometimes I listen to your South African compatriots here in the in Saudi, and I really think they're dishonest. I think they're really not being truthful. They're trying to be patriotic and paint South Africa as this wonderful, I don't know, egalitarian place of beauty. But I think you've got the best handle of everybody I've heard, and I think everybody should follow your work at historyofyou.com.
Wow, thank you very much. And I also have a website specially dedicated to South Africa. It's africancrisis.info. So that's my other one.
Yeah. So the land seizures are going to start next week. Are they going after businesses also?
Well, there are a bunch of issues around this. The talk is that they'll start seizing land in March. But let me tell you something. When these black commies write up these laws, they make these laws so broad, they can seize virtually anything. In fact, they can seize our houses. 70% of the land claims that exist are on property that's inside cities. And they've not yet seized our houses, but technically they can. And another friend of mine who was reading, was going through the original legislation, he was telling me that technically they can seize anything, absolutely anything they want. They've made it that broad. And the other thing that they did years ago in the late 1990s, the government quietly passed a law and they actually seized everything below ground, everything more than 6 feet under the soil belongs to the government. The government technically owns all minerals, all everything. And all they now can do is they could come and seize chunks of towns and stuff. And that is all possible. It's just when and you know, it's just up to them as to when they might decide they need to do it. But the farms are definitely on the list. They've got a short list of 200. So we'll have to see how many of those they take, what they do, how they go about it. And the mass media of South Africa has been lying, I must tell you. As usual, they've been lying. A couple of weeks ago, I was reading and they were saying, oh, well, you know, the process is going to take so long to get it through Parliament and it won't be done in time for the election. Whereas the whole purpose of this is the election. And then just shortly thereafter, suddenly it came out that the government had rammed the legislation through. It's gone through Parliament. It's done, finished, ready to roll. And that they're going to start seizing land in March. So the most people lie about South Africa, and the mass media lie a lot about South Africa. And they cover for all these businesses, all the Jews and all these other liberals. They cover for their businesses. They lie hand over fist, especially now with Ramaphosa. I have a personal theory that Ramaphosa converted to Judaism several years ago. I heard this from a Jewish friend of mine. I heard that a very important black had converted to Judaism, but he kept refusing to tell me who the guy was. And I've done some digging into this, and you'll see also that Ramaphosa is close pals with the chief rabbi of South Africa. The chief rabbi and him call each other. The chief rabbi has even boasted that he's gone to the president's office with the Talmud. There's a whole interview. I can send you the link where you can listen to the chief rabbi talking in a synagogue and Ramaphosa also giving a speech in the synagogue. Everything's there. You can hear it out of their mouths.
Mm. You know, when we last spoke, we felt, or at least you felt, and I'm just agreeing with you because of my trust in you, that the white population there has a few things up their sleeve. Has that changed at all, in your opinion?
The whites, most of the whites aren't going to be affected by these things. The whites do have power, but the problem with the whites is that they don't move on these things. But I think when they start actually seizing a farm or two without paying for it, that people's eyes are going to go open. The whites are not that weak. The problem with the whites is they are misunderstanding the threat. Some see a threat, but they see the wrong threat. There's also disinformation and other nonsense going on here. Like, many people are busy following all these silly prophecies, and they're saying that on the 21st of January, the blacks are going to attack us. So you've got all these Christians running around trying to get ready in case the blacks attack us on the 21st of January, which they won't do. But all these Christians are busy with that because they perceive that as the biggest threat. The real threat is the land seizure, because once they start seizing farms, this can go on for the next 10 years. They can start knocking off farms one by one, and they can start moving into anything else they want to. It just depends how the government feels about it. So whites have got lots of power, but they don't gather together to use it. There are some groups that are active, like the farming groups and AfriForum. They are starting to use their powers, but they are by no means the full extent of what we have. So whites can do more. Let me tell you, if the whites are motivated, there's much more they can do. They could stir up a lot of trouble for the government, and they could do lots of things, but their problem is that they're either scared, or most of them just don't believe that it threatens them. Most will just do anything to hang on to their jobs and their businesses. And they'll be quite happy to let those farmers get wiped out as long as it doesn't affect them.
Dennis has gone missing us. We do the outro. I was going to ask you about Senator Dickinson speaking about more of the Alright, everybody.
Okay, Dennis.
Thanks so much, everybody. That's the show. Hope you enjoyed. Happy New Year, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year, Dennis, Jan, and Graham.
Happy New Year.
Look forward to talking to you on New Year's Day, Jan. Bring you in, okay?
Excellent. Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you.
Thanks so much. See you next year, everyone, from Inside the Eye Live to all of you. Happy New Year. Thanks again, Graham and Fraser and everybody.
Dennis.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.